NATO is warning that Russia's war in Ukraine could spin out of control, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
If things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong, says NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He worries that the fighting in Ukraine could become a war between Russia and NATO, a full-fledged war in Europe, he says. He calls what's happening in Ukraine a terrible war that could spread into a major conflict. He tells Norwegian broadcaster NRK that NATO is working every day to avoid that. The Kremlin has repeatedly accused NATO allies of effectively becoming a party to the conflict by giving Ukraine weapons, training its troops, and providing Ukraine with military intelligence. I'm Rita Foley.
Brittany Griner has returned to the United States nearly 10 months after the women's basketball star's detention in Russia made her the most high-profile American jailed abroad and set off a political firestorm. The deal saw Griner exchange Thursday for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot, but the U.S. failed to win freedom for another American. Asked if more swaps could happen, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday, "Everything is possible." China struggles with COVID infections after controls ease, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Social media users are reporting a rash of COVID-19 cases in schools and businesses across China after the ruling Communist Party loosened antivirus rules as it tries to reverse a deepening economic slump. Official data shows a fall in new cases, but those no longer cover big parts of the population after this week's decision to end mandatory testing for many people. Social media users in Beijing and other cities say co-workers and classmates are ill and some businesses have closed due to lack of staff.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's sanctioning a group of companies and people linked to illegal fishing operations and human rights in Chinese waters. One company is accused of maintaining working conditions so dangerous that five workers died after 13 months at sea, with three of the workers' bodies dumped into the ocean rather than repatriated to their homes. The United States accuses the company of illegally shipping endangered species and abusing crew members through its subsidiaries and fleet of over 100 fishing boats. Clashes between soldiers and insurgents in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has sent hundreds of thousands fleeing their homes, and now doctors are warning cases of cholera are on the rise. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
At a cholera treatment center in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a doctor is trying to coax a six-year-old boy into drinking water. The child is among tens of thousands displaced by rebel violence in North Kivu province. Now another danger, disease, is spreading through the makeshift camp where he lives. Congo's military is battling insurgents from the M23 group. The United Nations estimates that 390,000 people have been displaced.
South Korean truckers voted to go back to work as their strikes entered a third week. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
President Yoon Sung-yeol was refusing to concede over a financial protection scheme for drivers, and public support was waning. Many businesses were prepared to weather the short-term pain of the strike, which began on November 24th. On Friday, the truckers' union said that 62% of members voted to call off the strike as a result, but it vowed to continue its minimum wage campaign. The move came after the government increased pressure, issuing unprecedented start work orders. Some of the 25,000 striking truckers headed back to work after the decrees.
One man was killed after a massive fire ravaged a shopping mall on Moscow's northwestern outskirts on Friday. Authorities say the fire outside the Russian capital was sparked by welding that apparently violated safety regulations. The huge blaze erupted before the mall opened its doors to customers, engulfing the entire building of 17,000 square meters. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The hits, only the Voice of America.